Why do you think someone must play this game? Like, if you had to sell this game to someone that hasn't heard of it yet, what do you think you would say to them to get them to purchase it?
Well, with that synchronicity, we tried to make a point-and-click adventure that didn't treat, you know, the most common subjects in point-and-click adventure games, which are a lot of them are, you know, comic or thriller games and so forth. We try to make a more mature game, you know, more focused on maybe people that used to play point-and-click adventure in the 90s and that maybe they are in their 30s or even 40s and they want to play a game like those they used to play but treating different subjects. That synchronicity is a game that contains lots of, you know, violence, oppression, some even blood-stained sequences. It's a sci-fi plot, and well, we think it's a really we wanted to make a game in which the players had a bad time, even by being enjoyed, you know, and we wanted to put players into a position in which they had to do things they wouldn't do in their real life in order to solve the puzzles. So, you know, that sense of having a bad time, but having a good time at the same time, it's something that, we learned when we were kids and teenagers with point and click adventures like Sanitarium or I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream, that there's to treat these darker subjects. And that's what we wanted to bring back with Dead Synchronicity.